Now, this is interesting. Can the state force a painter to promote Satan? Now, of course, there's a lot of blurry lines here and a lot of really broad stroke definitions. So let's dig into this a little bit. Now, this actually comes from townhall.com. So here's like a nice little narrative to kind of paint the picture, no pun intended. When you drove down California Street through San Francisco's Richmond District in the 1970s, there was one house that would make a stronger impression than most. This is not because the house was an architectural marvel. It was just a small cookie cutter Victorian house, nothing out of the ordinary, but it stood out because it was painted all black. From sidewalk to rooftop, every inch of this thing was coated in uniform darkness. Now, its owner in those days was Anton LaVey, author of The Satanic Bible. And years later, when it was about to be torn down, the San Francisco Chronicle would refer to it as the building that once housed San Francisco's sordid Church of Satan. I've actually been looking into Anton LaVey for an upcoming project that I can't disclose really anything about, except just wait till the end of the year. Your minds are going to be blown. So this kind of stuck out at me. And yeah, I mean, what an evil guy. So the Black Pope, as he liked to be called, Anton LaVey, he was a self-proclaimed sorcerer with a devilish penchant for marketing. That's how the Chronicle reported him in a story published March 22nd, 2001. Quote, while the nation's media led by the San Francisco papers regularly descended upon the 1905 Victorian to pen the latest weird act to emanate from LaVey's bizarre chambers, his great contribution, if that's the correct term, to counterculture was a 1969 manifesto called The Satanic Bible, which his followers and publicists claimed sold more than 1 million copies, end quote. Anton LaVey died in 1997, and the Black House was torn down in 2001. But looking back, there can be no doubt that this house and its black paint were evidence of what the Chronicle called LaVey's devilish penchant for marketing. Now, suppose a new denomination also presenting itself as satanic were to rise up today in Colorado, and the leader of this hypothetical church buys a house in a prominent place with plans to paint it black in the hope of marketing its faith. Now, could the state of Colorado force a Christian painter to do this job? It's an interesting question, because following the reasoning presented in Justice Anthony Kennedy's opinion in Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission, the answer would be yes. And of course, again, this is an opinion from Justice Anthony Kennedy. So long as the Colorado state officials forcing the Christian to paint the satanic church black were enforcing a, quote, generally applicable law, end quote, and took a neutral approach in the painter's religion. So in Masterpiece, the question was whether Colorado could force a Christian baker to make a customized wedding cake for a same-sex wedding. And the baker said this violated both his First Amendment rights to the free exercise of religion and freedom of speech. Absolutely. But Kennedy's majority opinion did not offer a conclusion on the baker's free speech claim, but it did make clear that the court believes a state can force a Christian to act against his faith. So Kennedy is quoted as saying the reason and the motive for the baker's refusal were based on his sincere religious beliefs and convictions. The court's precedents make clear that the baker, in his capacity as the owner of a business serving the public, might have his right to the free exercise of religion limited by generally applicable laws, end quote. So the reason the court reversed Colorado's action in this specific case was because the Colorado Civil Rights Commission had not been neutral in its treatment of religions and had showed hostility towards the baker's Christian faith. So specifically, the commission had allowed three other bakers to refuse to make cakes that would have featured religious arguments against same-sex marriage. And some of the commissioners had publicly made disparaging remarks about the Christian baker's religious convictions when they held hearings on his refusal to make a cake for a same-sex wedding. Now, rather than enforcing the law in a neutral way, they had demonstrated bias against the particular against a particular religious view. So Kennedy wrote, quote, still the delicate question. And of course, for those who aren't familiar with this, the baker won the case. I think it was 7-2. But then, CNN and all these people were saying that it was a really tight decision. And it wasn't. It was a landslide. So, of course, the Christian baker was in the right. He was correct. the gay couple in question, he didn't refuse service. They could have come in and bought anything that they wanted. They could have bought a cake at that cake shop. The problem was they were asking him to make a specific cake. They were asking him to make a piece of art to celebrate something that he fundamentally doesn't believe in celebrating. It would be like if you were forced to paint a painting that you didn't agree with morally, and then the state comes in and tries to force you to do it. That's what these gay bullies were really trying to do. But thankfully, it didn't work. The gay bullies lost and the baker won. But that's what's being talked about now. So Kennedy was against this decision. And he said, he wrote, quote, "Still, the delicate question of when the free exercise of the baker's religion must yield to an otherwise valid exercise of state power needed to be determined in an education in which religious hostility on the part of the state itself would not be a factor in the balance the state sought to reach. When the Colorado Civil Rights Commission considered the case, it did not do so with the religious neutrality that the Constitution requires," end quote. So the court let stand the Colorado law that makes it unlawful to deny someone services, not only because of their sexual orientation, but because of their creed and the possibility this law can be enforced in a way that compels someone to act against their faith. So the founder of a self-styled satanic church approaches a devoutly Christian painter, asks him to paint the house he uses as his church black, and the painter believes everything he does in life, including his work, must show reverence for Christ. So he declines. Now, could Colorado still force him to act against his faith? Under the standing Supreme Court president, it could, so long as the law was applied to everyone with what Kelly calls the neutrality that the free exercise clause requires, end quote. So we still have a court that believes that under the right circumstances, when done in the correct manner, the government can require Christians to act against their faith. So, you know, again, while this baker deal, this Christian baker deal is a win, it's not necessarily for reasons that we might think. And there could be certain situations which would be worse, where Christians can be forced by the state to do or partake in things that they wouldn't want to, that would be against their faith, such as a painter. So it's an interesting question. I'd like to know what you think. Do you think that if you're a painter, you're just a painter and faith should not play any part in it, and you should just do your job and shut up? And if you're going to discriminate, then you should, you know, be fined or be in trouble? Or are you on the side of, well, you know, it's his business, he can do what he wants to it. If he wants to discriminate against people, you know, whatever, they can always go find another painter who won't have any problem doing it. And if the free market decides, if this decision is so unpopular, then people won't go to him and he'll lose his business. So the free market works it out all in the end. Do you think that, or do you think, well, it's not discrimination, he just doesn't want to do anything against his faith and he shouldn't be forced to, and that's that, and however the consequences lay out after that, that's just how it is. I'd like to know what you think. Leave me a comment in the comment section below.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at JPDisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.